Hello and welcome to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. My name is Evan Mick, and you're listening to a new show called Former Chargers, where we're going to be interviewing recent Hillsdale College athletes and where they are now and the success they've had recently. Today, I'm here with Isaac Tesla, who was a former All-American wide receiver for the Chargers and is going into his second season at Arkansas. So, Isaac, what are your personal goals for this upcoming season?
For this season, it being my last season, it's kind of my last chance to really, you know, show what I can do on the field. Last year, it was a little frustrating just with lack of production and just frustrating we didn't have the best offense that we really wanted. So this year, I just really look forward to putting my name out there and hopefully, you know, impressing some scouts and then moving on from there.
So, Isaac, playing at the Division I level and playing in the slot, how many of your routes would you say are choice routes?
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting, actually. So there are, like, certain plays where I do have, like, a full option, like it's a call. But almost every single route that you run from the slot, and a lot of them from the outside as well, can change based on coverage. So whether you're seeing man-to-man or the middle field's open for like cover two or cover four, or the middle field's closed like one high or a cover three, your route can change based on that. And that was something that I never really even knew about at Hillsdale. And then coming here, just having to learn how to read defenses while you're running the route is something that has really, you know, opened my mind to like even like, I don't know, just how complicated football can get.
Yeah. Did playing high school quarterback help with that a lot?
No, actually. I mean, we ran the wing tee, so we were running the ball almost every single play. So it's not like I was really trying to read defenses out there.
So when the band is on the field minutes before the game, what are players doing in the locker room at that time?
I mean, everyone has a different routine before the game. A lot of guys just put headphones on there, listening to music. Other guys are, you know, going around and dapping people up within the locker room. But I would say mainly people are just trying to get psyched up or, you know, maybe mellow out a little before the game, just trying to find their groove before we go out there.
So who is the most famous person that you've met because of your playing at Arkansas?
Well, over spring break, actually, this past week, I was training down in Arizona at an NFL combine type place down in Arizona. And I trained with three NFL wide receivers. And then on the last day, I met Deebo Samuel. So that was pretty cool.
That's sick. So why'd you choose Arkansas?
Right when I hit the portal, I got a lot of interest and I'm obviously grateful for that, but it was kind of a hectic time just with dealing with phone calls and text messages and everything like that. Ultimately, when I went to my visits, it came down to obviously the SEC is the best conference in all of college football. And I felt like it was going to prepare me the best to play at the next level because, you know, just the amount of talent that's in the SEC and the speed of the game and everything. So I had offers from Arkansas and A&M and Ole Miss that are all in the SEC, but Arkansas really didn't have the most depth at wide receiver. So I felt like it was my best opportunity to really get my shot to get out there and get out on the field.
What would you say is the biggest change in competition going from D2 to the SEC?
Like I said, just the speed of the game is a huge thing. Just everyone is bigger, faster, stronger than at the D2 level. Not to say there aren't people at the D2 level who are, you know, they could easily be D1 athletes, but it's just everyone in the SEC especially is just a standout athlete, and that's something that I really had to adjust to, just the speed of the game and everything.
So all three leading receivers for Arkansas are listed at 6'4". How does that affect the scheme in the offense and your role in the offense?
Yeah, like you said, we might have the tallest like receiver room in all of America. Tyrone Broden's like actually 6'7", and me and Andrew are both 6'4". Obviously, that's a good thing. We got a lot of depth, but it also is really good for competition just because we're all competing for different spots throughout the field. And then obviously, we do have some smaller slot guys who we can throw in there as well, Jaden Wilson and Isaiah Satania. So I would just say it's a good thing just because we have so much depth in competition.
So KJ Jefferson is moving on. Do you guys have a good idea of what's next at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have a solidified starter right now. We have a lot of good competition in the QB room. We got a really good freshman, KJ, and then with Malachi Singleton, Jacoby Criswell, and Jalen Green, it's just going to be a really good competition throughout the spring. It's been really cool to see who stepped up, and just the competition obviously is just going to push them to all be better, which is a really good thing.
So how is the campus life at Fayetteville versus Hillsdale College?
It's basically different in every single way. I mean, it's different in almost every single way. I mean, Hillsdale, I think the enrollment's about 1,400, so not every single day you're seeing a new face, and it's a pretty small campus here. I mean, campus is massive, and I don't even know how many students there are here, probably close to 50,000, something around there. So, I mean, it's basically different in every way. Outside of football, I'm only hanging out with guys I know on the team and some other athletes as well. So, I mean, obviously there's benefits to both. And I mean, it really comes down to what you like. And I've really liked it here at Arkansas, but I do miss like the small town, kind of knowing every face at Hillsdale.
So what's the hardest atmosphere to go play at?
Last year, the hardest atmosphere we had to play in was definitely LSU. Playing Death Valley is always tough, but we had them at night, so the fans were definitely. I mean, it was a really close game, and it got really loud in there. Bama was really tough too. That one was during the day, so it wasn't as crazy. But I would definitely say LSU was the craziest one.
So, as a player, how did you adjust from really the only target in the offense to now being a part of a larger offensive scheme?
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely a big adjustment for me, going from, you know, the guy that we would turn to every play if we needed to, and someone that you could, I mean, basically we would kind of just throw the ball up. And that's not something that necessarily we can do at the SEC level just because of the skill level of all the players I'm going against. So definitely an adjustment, like you said, just having to really play into my role and understand that I'm not going to get the ball every play. So just doing all the little things to help the team out.
So what's the training staff and the training room like at Arkansas?
I mean, kind of going back to your question, like how is it different than Hillsdale? It's just ridiculous. Like even when I came on my visits and I went to all the different schools, just seeing like what a D1 facility looks like is crazy. I mean, we basically have anything that's we basically have anything as you want when it comes to nutrition or training or lifting. So I mean, it's just a whole different level, and just being able to utilize that and take advantage of all that has been really nice.
So are there ever any big hits in practice?
Big hits?
Yeah.
Well, most of the time we don't go live, luckily, otherwise there'd probably be a lot more. But when we do go live, I'd like to think people aren't trying to kill each other, but there have been some instances of people getting hit pretty hard. But I think for the most part, we're encouraged to stay off the ground and, you know, kind of have respect for your teammate and not try to kill him.
So were there times where it felt like it was easier to get open because you weren't getting double teamed as much, or were the players just so much more skilled that that didn't really seem to make a difference?
Well, I would just say we face a different kind of defense. So at Hillsdale, it was a lot more zone and people playing off. And like you said, double coverage where they'd have the safety kind of lean over my way. But at the SEC, most of the time you're facing man to man. So it's just like, that was a big adjustment. It's just a different way, you know, that defenses can play. So I wouldn't say like it's necessarily easier or harder. It's just something that I had to adjust to.
So I've heard there have been some coaching changes. How does that affect you and affect the team?
Yeah, I mean, coaching changes, that's something that happens at every level in football, and it's something that you, as a team, you just need to adjust to. And I think the coaches that we brought in have been fit in extremely well, and everyone's really buying into the scheme and excited about, you know, implementing the playbook this year. So I think we're all excited, and the coaching change has been a great adjustment so far.
Do you think there's any like big scheme changes that people will be able to see that you can tell us about?
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully the offense looks better than it does last year, and that would be a pretty big change. So just looking forward to that.
So are there any players on your team from last year that you're excited to see get drafted?
I mean, I have two roommates that will hopefully get drafted. Cam Little is the one I'm really excited about because, I mean, I really want the Lions to draft him. He's the kicker. I don't think the Lions will draft him. I'm thinking he's going to go to the Rams or something like that. But if the Lions drafted him, that'd be awesome. So Cam Little, but also Brady Latham's another one of my roommates. So just looking out for both of them. Hopefully they can, you know, get drafted.
So obviously going to the NFL at any team is a dream come true. But if you got to choose right now, where would you want to go?
Lions.
The Lions instant reaction.
My mind. Detroit Lions every day.
Detroit Lions. When's the last time you went to a Lions game?
Not too long ago, a couple months ago. I went to the San Francisco game, the NFC Championship.
So the most recent game that they played. Dad. What was that atmosphere like compared to your college atmosphere?
Well, I'm never in the stands at the Arkansas game, so I couldn't really tell you, but... Yeah. There were surprisingly a good amount of Lions fans there. So there's a lot of blue in the sea of red, which was really fun, even though obviously it wasn't the result that we wanted, but I had a lot of fun.
Just one last question. If you were to talk to a person who is supposed to go to Division I, so a 4-star, 5-star, or even a 3-star recruit, what would you tell them to look for in terms of a program?
Man, I would say don't focus so much on, you know, all the bells and whistles that all the you know, they're trying to show you when you go on your visits and stuff. I would just really make sure you buy into what the coaches are saying and make sure that you feel like you fit in with both the players and the coaches and the overall scheme and offense. And just make sure, you know, if you're a wide receiver and you want to get targets, you go to a team that's going to be throwing the ball a good amount. And if you're a running back, you know, try to choose a school that's pretty heavy in the run. And just whatever you feel like you're going to have the best opportunity to show the athlete that you are and the player that you are, that's ultimately where you should end up.
Well, thank you so much, Isaac.
Yeah, thank you, Evan.
And thank you for listening to Former Chargers on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Have a great day.